You're listening to a DM podcast.
I just hope that my brother doesn't get a hold of these. Because one time, he put one of my yaois into his mouth, which I greatly hated. Basically, he violated the sanctity of my treasure, because I love these yaois like they're my own kids, despite not being a parent. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. A+. Right now, I am extremely excited because I've just received this parcel from Yaoi World, and I have a feeling that this box contains the new series of Yaois from Yaoi World. I've been looking everywhere on the internet to take a peek, but I can't find it anywhere. But that's not going to be a problem because this series is going to be released any day now. I don't really know what it contains, because this has kept a surprise this whole time, but my curiosity has been killing me. So this is why I'm excited, so I can finally see for myself what this new series looks like, and because I'm just determined to read their fact sheets as well. Up until now, I've managed to collect every single Yaoi series there is, from the premiere series to animals with superpowers. So in total, I have 149. But now, my collection will increase. Now, everyone, without further ado, let's start taking a little peek at what this new series looks like, shall we? Drum roll, please. Let's open, shall we? Thank you, Mandy. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, Mandy is helping me today. Sometimes I like to call her my trusty assistant. But she's my producer and my friend. Hello, what's this? What I can see is it appears to be a box with the lid contains an almost like an oil painting of African animals. Delightful. Now, I'm going to take this box out of the postal box. That's all the packaging gone. Oh, and it appears that the lid is not the only part of the box that contains African animals. It's featured on the sides as well. I think I'll have to keep this box as well, because I love the designs. In fact, I think this box will make a great home for my Yaoi collection. A lot better than a clear container from a $2 store. Okay, now I'm lifting the lid off the box so I can finally see for myself at last. Now, let's get this lid removed, shall we? With caution. Let's just take away this packaging paper. Wow, love the designs of the capsules already. New series is finally mine. Oh, and it appears that there's a little card as well. First I'll open that to see what it says. You always gotta open a card first. This is exciting, isn't it? And it says, "Dear Michael, we are so very excited to share this with you. You are officially the first person outside our office to see our new series, Baby Animals. We can't wait to hear what you think. Best wishes, the team at Yaoi World." That's very kind of them. And I feel quite honored to be the first person in the world to see them. So it's called Baby Animals, huh? That's a very cute name for the new series. I can't help but feel suspense and even more excitement to see what these animals will look like. So, how about we start opening them and take a look at a few, shall we? Let's do this. Finally. Oh, yes. Let's see what the first one contains. Huh? What's this? Oh, a finless porpoise. A baby porpoise is called a calf. These small but smart marine mammals live in the coastal waters of Asia. Unlike most porpoises, they don't have a fin on their back, called a dorsal fin, which is how they got their name. And looks very cute. I'm honored to have this mammal, the finless porpoise, to be the first animal from baby animals to be officially revealed. Not only to me, but also to the world as well. I hope you all will love them as much as I will love them. Because they live in busy waterways, they are caught in fishnets, killed by boats, and affected by highly polluted and toxic waters. And their conservation status is vulnerable. Oh boy. Well, that was a real mind F. Don't mind if I do. Oh, a Cuban crocodile. Love it. Let's see. A baby crocodile is called a hatchling. This crocodile is now only found in two small areas in Cuba, Zapatera Swamp and Lanier Swamp. The mum crocodile builds a mound nest and then lays 30 to 40 eggs at a time, since many eggs get eaten by predators. Oh boy. Not only vulnerable from its restricted habitat, this species has also faced substantial hunting by humans, as well as hybridization with other crocodile species. And the Cuban crocodile's conservation status is critically endangered. Oh my god. That's disheartening. But regardless, the Cuban crocodile hatchling is so undeniably cute. I will tell you this, kids will love these as well. That's two now. Now we're going to do a third. Hello, what's this? Oh, a North African hedgehog. A baby hedgehog is called a hoglet. With spines that are harder and sharper than a porcupine, they are native to the northern parts of Africa, from Libya to Morocco. A mum hedgehog can have between 3 and 10 hoglets who are born blind, but they get their vision quickly. Their spines come out about 36 hours after they are born, which is 3 days. They are threatened mostly by humans and roads. They are often run over by cars and killed by humans for food or profit. Oh my god. So many disheartening facts. But regardless of all that, this new series, Baby Animals, helps us remember that animals weren't born the size they are. They start from very small, cute little animals, because there's a difference between the baby stage and the adult stage. Like humans, all animals start out very small, whether it be calves, cubs, or hoglets, or hatchlings, etc. Okay, now let's do at least one more, shall we? Now the fourth one is, a harp seal. A baby seal is called a pup. Harp seal pups are born on floating ice in the northernmost Atlantic Ocean and Arctic Ocean. Pups are born with snowy white fur, which helps to hide them in the ice and snow from predators like polar bears and human hunters who want their fur. The harp seal mums can tell which pup is theirs through smell. It just goes to show you what amazing abilities these animals have. A lot more than humans. What I also love about this new series, Baby Animals, is that it furthers our efforts with conservation in protecting these animals. Because like I always say, animals require respect and protection. In fact, I admire the life of animals very much. Shall I explain why? Well, the reasons why I admire the lives of animals is because they only have one purpose in life, is to survive by evading predators, eating, drinking. But the thing is, animals don't hunt for pleasure. They only hunt for food, and only for food. And when they don't want food, they leave other animals alone. They have really fascinating abilities, a lot more than humans do. And another golden fact about animals is they don't eat processed rubbish like we do as humans. This is incredibly exciting that I just want to keep unboxing more. Can I do at least one more, please? Thank you. This is our fifth one. Now let's see. Ooh, a baby turtle. Love this one already. I've unboxed five and I love them all. This species is the loggerhead sea turtle. A baby turtle is also called a hatchling, like baby crocodiles. These majestic sea turtles are found in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans, as well as in the Mediterranean Sea. Hatchlings come out of their eggs, then need to find their way to the sea to survive. They are threatened by human disturbances like houses and bright lights that can confuse the baby turtles. They are also in danger from animals that like to eat their young, like snakes, skunks, cats, seabirds, and even crabs. This new series of baby animals is actually a very important one, because it helps us to remember that all animals at any stage in their life require respect and protection, especially the baby animals, because that's when they're the most vulnerable. And they're so undeniably cute, aren't they? Okay, I've got five unboxed so far. I don't have a favorite because I love them all. In fact, in my entire Yaoi collection, I don't have any favorites because I love them all, because I love them like they're my own kids. Oh, and it appears that Yaoi has one last piece of information for me. Shall I read it? Okay. The newest Yaoi collection, Baby Animals, was voted the most requested theme in a survey of over 1,000 Yaoi fans. Now that's impressive. I bow my head in respect to those who voted for Baby Animals. One animal lover to all of them. I love this new series of baby animals so much. I love them. I loved them from the moment I first saw them. I feel extremely honored and excited to be the first person in the world to see the new series of baby animals. And I also want to give a big thank you to the team at Yaoi World for allowing me to have this amazing honor of being the first person to see these magnificent toys. I love them a lot, and I'm always going to cherish them with my entire heart. I just hope that my brother doesn't get a hold of these, or any of them for that matter, because one time, a while ago, he put one of my Yaois into his mouth, which I greatly hated. Basically, he violated the sanctity of my treasure, because I love these Yaois like they're my own kids, despite not being a parent. But that's not going to be a problem anymore, because I keep my Yaois boxed, locked away in a drawer, but I will never reveal its location. Ladies and gentlemen, I have hoped that you all have enjoyed this unorthodox but really exciting and special episode of the podcast. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe at all times. But in the meantime, enjoy yourselves above all. And don't forget to look out for the new series of Yaoi's Baby Animals. Until next week, I'm signing off now. Have a great day, everyone. Ciao.